Und das Lamer Alef. Lamer Alef, hier zu das. Der Mishnah says, Chomisch Tfilois, die Asore Kiddushin Teufel. An Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to be Teufel 5 times, and he had to make 2 Kiddushim each time, Mekiddush Adayim Vraglayim, came out to be 10 altogether. So Tana Rabbon, says Nebraisam, Chomisch Tfilois, the Asore Kiddushin Teufel Kohen Gadol. That he did, he was Chomesh Tfilos, the Sor Kedushin, Yetoeva Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo Yom. He went to the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he had to make a Kiddush 2 times each time, which came out to be 10. For Chulon Bakodesh, all of them was done in the Yazorah Bekedusha, the Beis HaParva, that was the room where you had the mikvah inside the Yazorah, by the Beis HaParva, Chutz Mirishoina, except from the first Tfilah he did in the morning, when he first came into the Beis HaMikdash, Shoy Sabachol, that tefillah, that mikveh he went to, was the mikveh outside the Azorah. Because that's halach like every day, when you first come in from Chol, from outside into the Azorah, you have to be tevil. And you have to go to the mikveh before you go into the Azorah. So therefore that first tefillah couldn't be in the Azorah B'Kodesh, but the first tefillah in the morning, when he came from Chol, had to be outside the Azorah in order to go into the Azorah. So therefore, Chutz Mirishoyna, excluding the first tefillah, Shoyse Bachol, Agabe Shar HaMayim, that was on top of the Shar HaMayim, another mikvah, which was outside the Azorah, Ovitzad Lishcha Soy Hoysa, that was next to his Lishcha, Lishcha's Parhadrin, where the Kohen Gadol used to sleep at night. So that was next to his Lishcha, there was a mikvah right outside there. That's where he was tevil in the morning, before he went into the Azorah. So the Tosfos Yeshanim speaks out just that Chomesh Tfilos, he says in Gemara Mapik, that Dalet Tfilos Mikroi, there are 4 Tfilos we learn out from Sukkim, he had to be Toivul, or Tfilos Zuhar Yeshanah, Motzinat Kone Kabachayma. And the first Tfilos that Kohen Gadol did, that we had before learns out from the Kabachayma, that you have to go to the Mikvah before you go into the Azor. I, Rabbi Yehuda, before said it's only a Svar and the Rabbonin, you have to go to the Mikvah, not Midiraisa. So the Ritzei Shalom says that Rabbi Yehuda is Zichah Moida on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is also Moida to the Kal B'Chaimah. That Madach, he has to go to the Mikvah when he changes from the Avodah's Pnim to the Avodah's Chutz. For sure he has to go to the Mikvah before he comes into the Azor altogether. So to the next Ritzei Shalom says that where do we start these 5 Tfilas? He says, Meshchitas HaTomid Maskel. Kan, that the first tefillah is before you do the shechita of the tamid in the morning. Aber kiddush shel trumas hadeshin lechoshev. Now who did the kiddush adayim v'raglayim? There was one kiddush the Kohen Gadol did early in the morning, which was still at night time before he did the trumas hadeshin. Afal pishu hoye b'Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to do the trumas hadeshin, which we had before was done at the night time. So he had to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim before that. Still in the morning, before he did the Korban HaTomid, he had to do another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That was 1 of the 10. Lefishoya B'yoid Laila. Now the reason why we don't include, like to have 11, is because the first one that he did by the Trumas Hadeshen, that was still at night time. That's not B'yoid Yoyim. So at the daytime, he only had to do 10 times to Mekadosh his hands. Yeah. Weiter. Omer Abaya. Sabai says, Shema Mina, from here we learn that Ayin Itum, this was the Ayin, this was the well that fed the mikvah, on the mikvah outside, which was on the Shar HaMayim. Now how tall or how high was this Ayin Itum? It was like a tall mountain. And on top of the mountain, that's where the spring came up. Is Gevoya Mekarka Zoro Esrim V'Sholosh Amos. You should know this Ayin Itum, this well, this spring, it was on like the top of a mountain, that the mountain was 23 amis taller than the ground of the Azor. What's the right? Why do you say this? Because we're saying now with the mikvah outside the Azor was in the Shar HaMayim. Now the Shar HaMayim was on top of the Chaymah. Now the Chaymah itself is 20 amis tall. Now the mikvah was on top of the Chaymah, and usually a mikvah is like 3 amis tall. So the top of the mikvah was 23 amis off the ground, off the Azor. And how did the water get into this mikvah? From this Ayin Itum, from this well. Now a well, you can't get the spring water to go all the way up. Like they didn't have shoots there, what do you call it? They didn't have then pumps to pump the water up. So The Elul mind, the well itself was 23 amis higher than the ground. In other words, it was like on top of a hill, and the Beis Hamikdash, the Azara, was on the bottom here. So 23 amis higher up on top of the Azara was where the top of this Ein Itzim was, where the well water was coming. So it's very good. The well water, the spring, sprang right into the mikvah, which was also 23 amis high. The Tanan, because we learned like this. Kol ha-psochim, all the entrances in the Beis Hamikdash, Shoy Yishon, was goivon asor amo. All the entrances, all the Pesach, was 20 amis high. That's how the entrance was. Every door where you come in was 20 amis high. For rochvon asor amis, and the width of the door, of the at least the entrance to come in, the gate, was 10 amis wide. Chutz mishal ulam, except from the ulam. The ulam was 40 amis tall and 20 amis wide. Only ulam was different. But achutz from the ulam, all other places, the chaymer itself, like the shah, went up until 20 amis tall. Now, the Tanya learned like this. The Pesach says, V'rochatz besara b'mayim. You have to wash your basar, your flesh in the water, which means the mikvah. B'mei mikvah. This is talking about going to the mikvah. And the Pesach says, kol besaroi, all your body has to go in there. So with dashin mayim, there has to be enough water in the mikvah, shekol gufa oilu behem, that your whole body could get into the water. That's the shear of a mikvah. For kamahein, how much is the shear of a mikvah? Amu al amu, it has to be the space of one amu long by an amu wide. Barum gimel amus, it has to be tall, three amus. For shear of chachomim, mei mikvah boim so. That's how we get the shear of a mikvah, always is 40 so. If you have one by one, by three high, if you divide that into saws, it comes out to be 40 saw. So a stam mikvah is like this, a stam shiva mikvah is, it's one amma long, one amma wide, and three amma high. So now this mikvah, the shar hamayim, was on top of the chaymah. So the chaymah itself of the Beis Hamikdash was 20 amma high. And we're going now, the mikvah was another three amma higher than that. So the top of the mikvah was 23 amma high off the ground of the Azara. And how did the water get into this mikvah? It got in through the Ayin Itum. This well, the water went straight into the mikvah. How could that be? Elamai, the Ayin Itum was like on a high hill, that this hill was 23 amas higher than the floor of the Azara. Therefore, it's a perfect flow. It flowed straight, the spring water flowed straight into the mikvah, which is on top of the shar. Rashi says, so that's the right from the din, that Shemamina Ayin Itum, Rashi, Mimeno Bo Amas Amayim. From this is where the spring water came. Lebeis tfilas shar hamayim. That came into the mikvah, which is on top of the shar hamayim. Shal hachayim, it was on top of the wall. Olufi inyan hamikroi is nearly shumayin mein iftoyach. That's the mayin mein iftoyach, and it says in Sefer Yeshua. Shemisham agvul mishafeya v'yorva l'mizrach l'marev. Hu agvul b'chol eretz Yisrael. Now, v'hach milsa d'abaya, why does Abaya say this? Mishum d'armina b'zvachim. Gemara b'zvachim says, that at first, if Shlomo thought to build the Beis Hamikdash on top of this hill, on top of the hill of Ayin Itum, which was higher than the Mokum of the Azara, Amri, they said, no, Nisti Bei Purta, move over, let it be lower than this Ayin Itum. Why should it be lower, the Beis Hamikdash? The Pasuk says, Ubein Seifav Shochin, Mashma, the Shechin is supposed to be Bein Shechinov, in between the two shoulders. In other words, on both sides there was a big hill, and the Azara was in the middle, a little bit lower down. So you see from this Pesukim here, the Ayin Itum was higher than the Azara. So Abaye says, this is how we know how tall Ayin Itum was. It was 23 amas taller than the Azara. So then it's very good. This mikvah was on top of the Chaymah. So the Chaymah is 20 amas high, and the Stam mikvah is 3 amas tall. So that's how we know the top of the mikvah was 23 amas high, and the water went straight into it. So Drashi Gvoya Mikaka Zora Esrim v'Sholosh Amis Kemidas Goyva Shar Hamayim Obinyan Kli Shal Sholosh Amis Milmala. That the shar itself was 20 amas high, and on top of that we had a binyan of a mikvah which was 3 amas high. Lahachtek Aboyim So, in order to contain 40 so of water. Sheyef Shalamayim Lalois Lahar Shu Gvoya Mimokim Shenovim Shom. They can't get the water, the well water, from if they'll be downstairs on the same level as the Azara. You couldn't get that well water without making them to Mayim Shuvim to the top of the mikvah. So it had to be that the Ayin Itum by itself was so high up. Yechutz Mishal Ulam, the Ulam was different. That's the only entrance that was different. There was Gevoya Aboyim. It was 40 yamas high. V'roch Boy Esrim. It was 20 yamas wide. So the kids were going that the mikveh itself was exactly three amis at all. So Tois de Estakasha, Taimuli, Tois Ayanitum, Minolan de Beis Tatfilo Haisa Gvoya Sholashamis, Dilmuli Haisa Gvoya El Amo, Vyorka Sholashamis. There's no Xeros Akos of the mikveh has to be taller, like three amis tall and one amma wide. You could have the mikveh three amis long and one amma high. So maybe the mikveh on top of the chaymah was three amas long and one amah high. So then maybe the ayinitim only had to be 21 amas high. Like Mecha Taisa, they build the mikveh on top so high up, three amas high. So Taisa says, the yeshleima mistama kol masha yecholim lahokel olav mishum chulsha the kohen gadol yoisin. They wanted to make it easier for the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur because he was fasting and had to do a lot of work, a lot of avodah, and he was weak. So they wanted to make it easier for him. Understand? It's easier to go to the mikveh when you're standing up. If you'd have to lie down in the mikveh, it would be a pircha to lie down and then to get up again. So it would be easier for the kohen gadol in order just to go down into the mikveh, ba'amida. So that's why for sure the mikveh was three amas tall and not three amas long, you'd have to lie down. The Tzvos says also, as the kashrus from the mikveh is better. Because if you're standing up, then there's no shalach and katzitza. Your body is straight up, then you go into the mikveh. If you have to bend down and lie down, then it'll be a shalach. You'll be folding over your body. Maybe there'll be a katzitza. Maybe the water won't get into those kamotim. So therefore, pi halacha, like it's better to go to the mikveh standing up. Even though avada was kosher to go lying down also, but it's better to go standing up. Then Tais speaks, even though we always say the mikveh is only three amas tall, Tais always says that a stam person, that the Gemara says he's three amas tall, it doesn't mean from toe to head. It means from toe until the shoulder. His shoulder is three amas tall, but his head is not included. With the head, it could be it's four amas. Or even though it's not a whole amma the head, but I call upon him it's more than three amas, a stam person. Then Tais says, Akasha, if a stam person is taller than three amas, how could the mikveh only be three amas tall? He won't get in there. Like his whole body won't get into the water. So Tais says, Avada, the walls of the mikveh is like taller than three. Just means the water shiboy has to be three amas tall. So because when the person puts his body in, his body itself makes the water come up. Like the water, he gets into the water. So that rises, makes the water rise. So then the water comes on top of his head also. But the person himself could be is more than three amas tall. Yeah. So that's how Abayi knows how tall this ayinitim was. It had to be 23 amas tall. For the Gemara, no, it has to be even taller than that. V'ika amma tikra. We're saying now the chaymer itself, like the shar, the gate, the entrance, was 20 amas tall. 20 amas tall means the hollow. In other words, the space of the shar, of the entrance, was 20 amas tall. So usually on top of the shar, you have to have a tikra. You have like a post on top of it, which mistam was also thick. Mistam was an amma thick. So if you build the mikvah on top of that post, it's another amma elevated. V'ika amma tikra, v'ita v'yama maziva. When you go to build the mikvah, even after you have the post on top of the gate, but you don't just put the mikvah there, you have to make a base for the mikvah itself. You have to make a maziva. You have to make a floor for the mikvah. So mistama, the floor of the mikvah also was elevated in amma. So at this cheshem, it should be 25 amas tall. Because ayin itim, in order to get up to the top of the mikvah, should have been 25 amas tall. Because you have the 20 amas of the space of the entrance, then you have an amma on top of that, of the tikra stam, the post on top of it, then another amma, the base of the mikvah, and then first three amas, sorry, the mikvah. So Marin says, the amma maziva, and the Gemara is shorim the base of migdish. So shorim the gates of the base of migdish. Kivon the shisha ninu, it's very smooth, to mashu avdulhu. They can make a very thin tikra. The top post is mamash very thin, a half an inch. And vaita, the mashu of the maziva, to make the base. For the mikvah also is very, very small. For the Gemara good, it could be very small. Of v'ika haich mashu. But something, it has to be that you have to have a base for the mikvah, and you have to have a board, a post for the shar. So why don't you include this mashu? It's a little bit more than 23 amas. And if the Gemara is true, there is something more, another few inches. Since it doesn't come to the measurement of an amma, it's not another amma tall. It's not like 24 amas high. It's 23 amas and a little bit, so therefore it doesn't cheshbend a little bit. It just leaves it, period, 23 amas. Like on top of the gate, there's a post. So that post has some thickness to it.
weiter wie Yama Maziba, Shell Tit for Hill, Meguva Yach, Lias Hamayim Lechim Shom, Levad Oyme Kachalal. You have to have like a base for the mikvah itself, not just on the hole that you're tovel in. You need a base there. Shalash Shamash Shat Choshit. Shavashavta. And the Gemara B'mashu Avdulei, Tikwa Shalim. The post on top is a very small post. And Vaita, the base for the mikvah is also very small. So since it doesn't come to be another Amor, we don't put this in the Cheshbon. Vaita, then the Mishnah says, when the Kohen Gadol did this first Tefillah, which was the Tefillah outside the Azara, before he came into the base of Migdish, he had to be Tevil, and this was Almanas to do the Avoidus of the Korban Atomid. That was the first Avoidus the Kohen Gadol did in the morning, and for that he had to put on the Big Day Zohov. He was wearing his eighth begodim like a regular Kohen Gadol. And so the Mishnah says that when he went to the mikvah, he used to put a curtain made out of boots in front of him to divide him and the people, Mishum Tznius. For the Gemara, Maishna Shabutz. How come the curtain was made out of white linen? Why Adafka boots? So Gemara says, Kud Yomar Rav Kana. Like Rav Kana says later on the Flamed Hei, that Kedei Shiyake Shavoides Hayoim Bevigdei Boots. We would have to put a curtain made out of white linen to remind the Kohen Gadol that today on Yom Kippur, you should know you have to, for sometimes, when you do the avoid in the Pnim, you have to put on your special four begodim made out of boots. Even though the whole year the Kohen Gadol only wears the eight begodim shel zohov, but on Yom Kippur, when he does the avoid this in the Pnim, he has to put on the special four begodim made out of boots. So that's why later on in the Mishnah later, where there it's talking about the avoidus, before, when he goes to the mikvah, before he puts on his big day lovon, there it also says we put outside the curtain made out of boots. So there Rav Kahn explains, because we want him to know that he has to soon put on these special begodim shel boots. His hochinami, here in our mission also the same thing. Now here it's the big chiddush. Hochinami sheyakir shavoides hayem the big day boots. We want to teach him right now, even though now this is the first tefillah in the morning before he comes into the azara, that really is going to the mikvah, and when he comes out of the mikvah, really is going to put on now his eighth begodim shel zov, because he's going to do the korban atomit first. And the korban atomit is an avoido you did outside lefnayim lefnim. It wasn't in the kodesh hakodashim, so you wore the big day zov. Still, for this tefillah also, we put up a curtain made out of boots to remind you that true, right now you're not going to do it, but I'll call upon him later on in the day, you're going to have to change your begodim again to put on shel boots. So you should bear in mind, you Kohen Gadol, that today you're going to have to wear the begodim shel boots. So Rav Kahana said, as Vikadin later on the next Mishnah, the Ritva says, because there was very necessary. There we're talking about the second tefillah, that you were going to the mikvah to take off your big day zohov, and to put on now the big day lovin. So before you put on the big day lovin, we put a curtain of lovin in front of you to remind you what type of begodim you're going to put on. So that's what Rav Kahana said as Din later. The Gemara says, our Mishnah also saying the same Kiddush. And it's a big Kiddush, our Mishnah here. That not only later, but even the first tefillah, even though now you're putting on the big day zov, we want to remind you there's going to be such a thing as putting on the big day lovin later on. So that's the Mishnah. Poshat, then he took off his clothing. Poshat means in the morning he took off his big day choyl. Yorad v'tovom. He went to the mikvah, which was outside the Azorah, which is Neshar HaMayim. Ola came up, v'nistapeg, he dried himself with a towel. Heviolai bigdezov. Then they brought to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the morning to put on his regular eight begodim, the bigdezov. V'lovash, he put it on. V'kidesh yodav raglov. He only washed his hands and feet one time right now. Then heviolai et atomid. Then they brought to him the korban atomid shel shachar. Korotsoi, he made the shchita. And only exactly how much he has to do for the heksha shchita, he cut roiv of the two simonim, omerik acha shchita yodoi, and then another kohen finished off the shchita. In other words, the kohen gadol has to do the avoda on Yom Kippur. He has to do the shchita for the korban atomid. But right after the shchita, the kohen gadol also has to do the avoda of kabbalas adam. He has to right away go be mekabel adam. So he can't afford, usually when you shech the animal, you don't only shech the heksha of roiv of the two simonim, you shech all the two simonim, even though you don't need it. But here the Kohen Gadol can't afford to wait to finish off the Shechita, because he has to first go and collect the dam. So as soon as he did the Hechsher, the Koshera, Shechita, a Rav Simonim, which is called the Avodah, was done with the Kohen Gadol, right away he stops, and he goes and grabs the Klisharis to Mekabel the dam. And another Kohen now comes and finishes off the Shechita. That's called Umeirik Ach, another Kohen comes to finish off the Shechita. Shechita Yodol. Then Kibbalah Sadam, the Kohen Gadol has to run first to make the Kabbalah Saddam for the Korban HaTomid also. The Zerokai, he has to make the Zerikah Saddam also. Then Nichnas Lahakti Keterish Shoshacher. Then the Kohen Gadol has to go inside the Pnim to be Makter the Keterish. Olahete Vesaneris, he also has to make the Atoba Saneris. Olahakir Vesarosh, then he comes outside and he's Makri of the Rosh of the Korban HaTomid. He puts on top of the Mizbeach for that Krova. The Esavorm and the rest of the pieces of meat of the Korban HaTomid, the Korban Eilah, also the Kohen Gadol has to schlep it up to the Mizbeach. The Esachavitim, he also brings then the regular Mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day. That Chatzi is Baboikia, the Chatzi Berit. He has to bring this Mincha, the Mincha Schavitim. The Esachayin, he has to bring the Nisachayin, he has to bring. Keteres Shoshachar. Now, let's see Rashi a little. Rashi, v'nestapek mistatep yaluntis. He dried himself with a towel, shel beged, regular towel. L'sapek mayim shal besar v'nestapek v'mskanech. He dried himself with a towel. V'kiddish yodav raglov minakir. After he went to the mikvah, now he was mekadesh his hands from the kiyuk. The alpha come on. Shetzaruch l'chol chalifas bigdi ayoyim. Kiddish lepshita and kiddish l'levisha. We'll soon see. That's why he has to make two times the kiddish yodayim raglayim. One, because of the pshita, he's taking off one pair of clothing, and then when he puts on the next pair of clothing for the new levisha, he has to have a second kiddush adayim raglayim. Now, it's tefillah rishon ezu. Now, this first tefillah that he does in the morning, shapshita shabigdei chayol. Which clothing is he taking off? He's taking off not his bigdei kuna, he's taking off his bigdei chayol. He. Therefore, lehutzrach lakadash ala pshita. Therefore, you don't have to make a special kiddush adayim raglayim for the fact you took off your clothing. Of course, you're not taking off Big Day Kodesh, you're taking off your regular Big Day Chayom. Like this in the this Yom Kippur in the morning, the first time now, you're putting on your Big Day Kuna. So therefore, for taking off your Big Day Chayom, you don't have to make a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. All you have to do is take off your Big Day Chayom, go to the mikvah. Now when you come up from the mikvah, we put on the Big Day Kodesh, and now you have to make the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, cover the Levisham that you put on your Big Day Kuna. Kortz Raposh B'Gemara, the Kohen Gadol has to make the Shechita of the Korban HaTomid. Omerik Acher B'Goma Kohen Acher Shechita, another Kohen finishes the Shechita. Lefi Shein Kabbal Sadam K'sher Elam B'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to make the Kabbal, has to receive the Dam. V'Tzorach L'Mayr V'L'Kabbal, he has to run fast to get the Klisharis to Mekabbal the Dam. So therefore a different Kohen finishes the Shechita. Vaita, Keteresh O'Shacher Hi Yoysa Kareva. The Gemara before us here. Vaita, some more Vaita, Mishnah Vaita now. Keteres Shoshacher. When was the Keteres Shoshacher brought? Hoysa Kreva Bein Dam Leivorim. It was brought in between the Korban HaTomid. Hey, first they made the Shrit to the Korban HaTomid, and he was Mekambo the Dam. And he made his Rikas the Dam. Now, before they took the Leivorim, the pieces of meat, up to the Mizbeach that he burnt, that's where they brought the Keteres. Sho Bein Habayim. Where was the Bein Habayim brought? And where was the Keteres Sho Bein Habayim brought? Bein Evorim L'Nesachim. There was brought after they burnt the Evorim, after they burnt the pieces of meat, that's where they brought the Keteres, before they brought the Nesachim. Now, Imhoye Kohen Gadol Zokin, O Yistinis, if on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was an old Kohen Gadol, or else he was Nistinis, he was very, he was Mephunik, he was what you call a delicate. And he had to go to the mikvah five times, and the Malvin mikvah was cold, they didn't have a heating system, weren't allowed to heat it up on Yom Kippur. So the water was cold. So what's going to be the nistin if he can't take the cold water? Is mechamen loichamen. We heated up water from him, Rashi says, mi be'erav Yom Kippurim. From before Yom Kippur, we used to heat up hot water. O matilim b'Yom HaKippurim l'toich chakak vinyin beis tefilosai. And on Yom Kippur, we would pour this hot water into the mikvah to warm up the mikvah a little bit. Not to make it cham. There's no isabishal. There's not allowed to be mavashal the water on Yom Kippur. He just made the water a little lukewarm. There's no isabishal. Mishnah umatirul l'teichat tzeinin, and you pour this hot water into the cold water of the mikvah. Kadesh atofik tinosin, just to take away the chill of the water. Not to make the water hot. That would be an isabishal. But rather just to warm up the water a little bit to take off the chill of the water. That's what they did when the Kohen Gadol was a zokin or an istinus. Start the Gemara. Omru Rabbonon Kaimed Rapapa. The Rabbonon said in front of Rapapa that Ho Deloik Rameya. The Chura, our Mishnah does not go according to Rameya. But our Mishnah says again, the first thing in the morning was he took off his begodim, he went to the mikvah, dried himself, and then he put on the big day zog, and then he made one kiddush adarim braglayim. That's all. Only one time at the beginning. So the half a minute was that's like Rab Meir. The Rab Meir, because if you want to say how Mishnah goes according to Rab Meir, even kiven the yoma trei kiddushei alavi shavid. Since he holds that every time when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur had to make the two kiddushim adarim braglayim, that's when he changed one pair of clothing to the other pair, he had to be mekadosh his hands two times. Now Rav Meir's shita is, you know why you have to mekadosh two times? Both are lekoved denu levisha. That's why you have to mekadosh your hands two times. One before you put on the clothing, and one after you put on the clothing. But both kiddushim is lekoved the new begodim you're putting on. So Bezoi, hochinami, here also the now Mishnah. The first time when he goes to the mikvah to put on the he took off his big day chayil, but now he's going to put on the big day zov. Since he's putting on the big dekuna, he should also have to have two times the kiddush adarim braglayim. Why does our Mishnah only say one time? If it goes according to Rav Meir, it's hochinami. Now Mishnah also should be levetrei kiddushei. He should have to do two times the kiddush adarim braglayim. Alavisha, because he's putting on now big dekuna. True, the pshita taking off. He's only taking off his big dechayol. But according to Rav Meir, you don't have to make a kiddush because of the pshita, what you took off, but only because of levisha. So since you're putting on now the big day zov, you should have to do the first time also two times kiddush adarim braglayim. So Rashi, Rabbonim means talmidei de Rav Papa. Omru kach lefonav. As Rav Papa's talmidim, lechura said over to Rav Papa, Homas nisin the loy tnan bo shnei kiddushim betfilu rishreina is the like Rav Meir. The polig b'mas nisin betfilu shniya. Ad Rabbonin, that later to Machloikis, the Mishnah, Rav Meir and the Rabbonin, when did they do the second tefillah? Shoyim Maktimim Kiddush Lepshita. The Rabbonin say, before the Kohen took off his first begodim, he made the Kiddush Adarim Braglayim, then he took it off. Vuhu, and Rav Meir holds on like that. Vuhiktim Shitla Kiddush. Rav Meir says later, no, when you change from one begodim, Big Day Zov, to Big Day Lovan, first you have to take off your begodim, and then you made the Kiddush Adarim Braglayim. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Rav Meir Weimer, Poshat, first take off your big day zov, then the Kiddush, then you mekadosh your hands, then you go to the mikvah, then you put on the other set of begodim, and then you make a second Kiddush. In Zuchur, what's the machlokes told you in? The Shemini Menedes, Tzvirulei, the Shnei Kiddushin, Sutzvach HaKosiv, Ben Beggar the Beggar, the Alpha Kamon, will soon dash him Sukkim, how do Bechal we know, you have to be mekadosh your hands two times, is Tavayim Mishum Levishas Begodim. Rav Meir Shita is both of them is because of the new begodim you put on. Hameschalfim. Tachas Rishonim, who? Okamri Masnisin, the lab, the Kavosai. So, our Mishnah does not go like Rav Meir. Tanan. The Rav Meir, because if our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, but Tfilo Rishonim, the first Tfilo now, Namani boy Trey Kedushi. So, Kohen Gadol should have to wash his hands two times. To a big day Kedushu, Bo Lilvash. Because even though he's taken off his big day chayom, but he's going out to put on the big day zov. So for the big day zov, it's called the good levisha. You should have to wash your hands two times. So chur tzarayah, our mishnah goes only according to the rabbonin. But the rabbonin is very good. The rabbonin say always the two kedushim is one because you took off big day kodesh, and the second one because you're putting on. But here, the first in the morning, you're taking off your big day chayom. Therefore, for taking off, you don't have to make a kiddush. Only for the putting on, that's why it's good. The mishnah says only one. But according to our mayor, the chur tshver. So Gemara answers back, no. The Papa answers not like that. Amalu Rapapa answers back, I can tell you no. That Bain the Rabbonin, Bain the Rav Meir, Chad Apshita the Big Day Kodesh, V'chad Alavisha. I'll tell you no. Rav Meir is also moided to the Rabbonin Svara. That Avadu, that's what you have to do two times. You have to mekadosh your hands and your feet from the Kiyum. When you take off one pair and put on another pair, Pshita, one Kiddush is for the Begodim you took off. Where you took off one set of Big Day Kodesh. And the second kiddush is for the new begodim you're putting on. Even Rav Meir holds like that. Then it's very good our Mishnah. Since the first time when you're taking off your big day chayil, there's no reason to wash your hands then, because it's only big day chayil. When do you have to wash? Only by putting on now the big day kiddush. So then, if that's the case, what's the machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanan then?